AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. It's been a nightmare for millions of Americans trying to travel this past week. Southwest Airlines says they're back to normal today, but are passengers buying it? At BWI Airport in Baltimore,
I think it looks good. My flight should be on time, knock on wood.
Still, that man who's going to San Diego has a backup plan, just in case.
I did book an alternate flight for tomorrow.
He's not the only one here prepared for the worst and hoping for the best. This passenger is headed to Miami for a cruise.
I have two backup flights later today on American.
Very nice.
Yes.
You booked backup flights.
I did.
That's smart.
I have to get on the cruise tomorrow, so I can't be stranded here.
Nick Iannelli for CBS News, Baltimore, Maryland.
President Biden is on vacation in St. Croix, but while there, he just put his signature on a massive $1.7 trillion spending bill to keep the government up and running through September. It includes money for domestic and military programs and a big chunk of change in aid for Ukraine. We may get a peek at Donald Trump's tax returns today. CBS's Dan Lieberman.
The committee spent years fighting in the courts for the documents. In November, the Supreme Court ruled Congress has a right to the taxes as part of its oversight role.
Travelers from China need to get COVID tested before their flight, and CBS's Kemi McCormick says there's more.
The CDC may be considering sampling wastewater from international aircraft. It says it's exploring all options to help slow the introduction of COVID variants, and tells CBS News previous wastewater surveillance has shown to be valuable. That could offer a better solution than mandatory testing of travelers. China lifted travel restrictions starting next month, but cases are surging there, and reliable data from China is scarce.
A Southern California sheriff's deputy was shot and killed yesterday during a traffic stop. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco says the man who opened fire on 32-year-old Isaiah Cordero had a violent criminal history.
Instead of sentencing him to 25 years to life, which should have happened, the judge lowered his bail, allowing him to be released.
3 days of mourning have begun in Brazil for soccer legend Pelé. BBC correspondent Simon Jones.
Fans have been gathering outside the stadium in Sao Paulo that became synonymous with Pelé. And at the hospital where he died, for some, it's proving too much to bear.
Pelé was part of our life. Seems like we're losing a family member. Who didn't dream of being Pelé?
The soccer icon won a record 3 World Cups and is regarded as one of the sport's greatest players. He died yesterday at the age of 82. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use code CBS.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. A teenage driver is under arrest accused of causing a wrong-way crash on Interstate 9094 near the Wisconsin Dells the other night. State troopers say the 18-year-old showed signs of impairment right after the crash. Now they face charges after a field sobriety test and a blood draw. One person in the other vehicle was killed. Other people injured in the crash are expected to recover. The Wisconsin National Guard would be subject to more scrutiny if a number of bills in the state legislature become law. The Guard would have to report to the governor and state lawmakers about efforts to confront and stop sexual assault. The bills come after a report into failures at the National Guard base in Madison. In sports, the Bucks host Minnesota tonight. Badger men's basketball welcomes Western Michigan. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit wesaysaveit.org. That's wesaysaveit.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands. Seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota Style 12 grain, multi-grain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5. Let's do it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You could text us at that same number. How you doing, Connor?
I'm doing all right, Earl.
Well, I ain't doing all right.
How come?
Because people are so damn selfish, right?
Well, yeah,
so I'm on my way, you know, in town, in 94 westbound is shut down from the Brewer Stadium all the way to 84th because I guess some guy shot at somebody. So early this morning, that's shut down. There's a problem on 41 and Burleigh that's pushing all that traffic. It's shut down there. They're taking them off the road, and it's pushing all that traffic to 94 West. And it's a snail's pace. And, you know, and I'm glad I left early. And, man, it's just feeding in all this traffic, and you think you're in New York, right? It's a parking lot. And here you have people just... Where are they going, man? I mean, there's nowhere to go. You know, you've got to understand that this is an unusual situation. And you're no more important where you have to go than anybody else. But yet you've got people just forcing their way in like they're bumper cars, right? Hey, get out of the way. I'm coming. Okay, so... You're feeding in all this other traffic on the road, and you've got to let that traffic in. So, you know, what's wrong with letting one car draft in? You know, when you're in that lane, let the one car draft in. Every other time you move, let one car draft in. They've got to come in. But no, you've got foolhardy, you know, people who just think that, hey, I've got to get to where I'm going to hell with the rest of you. All of us could think like that. And, you know, that's kind of the reason probably that that shut down, because some fool whose mentality is me, 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 I'm so important, I got to get to where I'm going, pulls out a gun and shoots at somebody on a highway, and that shuts down the whole highway for everybody else. Man, that's people terrible. Are just too damn selfish today. mean, I'm from a different time when people weren't that selfish, man. You know, and I'm just, you know, I know I'm not the only person from my generation who remembers a time when people weren't as selfish as they are today. You know, you're not that important. You know, you're not the only person who has to get somewhere on time. There's nowhere for you to go. You know, all of us have to bear the burden when things don't go according to plan. And as adults, that's what should separate us from people who aren't adults. But we live in a society that doesn't matter, and that is getting progressively worse, and it doesn't bode well for this society. And it especially doesn't bode well when people are armed, right? Because you know if somebody shot, they fired some shots on the expressway, it's because the way somebody else was driving. And so instead of dealing with it, they pull out their gun and they fire their gun, and then everybody is inconvenienced. But that's the world we live in today. And I don't care who you think you are. You're not that important. And I don't care. I mean, I knew I had to get to the radio station. And there was a point in time when I thought, hey, man, I might not make it on time because this traffic is so backed up. I mean, I left an hour early. I always leave early enough in case there is some issue. And it's a good thing that I left a little bit earlier today because there were major issues out on the highways. But, man, I didn't panic. And, you know, the thing was, hey, if I couldn't have gotten here on time, I would just, you know, give Luke or Connor a call and say, listen, man, I'm you know, some stuff going on the expressway. I can't get here. You know, play the best of, do something. But the answer certainly wasn't, hey, man, I got to get to the radio station so to make sure, you know, we get this on time because, you know, I'm that important. No, I'm not. And neither are you. But, man, people are just, and I don't know, Connor, if, you know, I always refer to you, you're this young guy, and you couldn't have remembered that because you weren't around at the time when people kind of showed some compassion for one another. But that's long since been gone. And so I don't know, Connor, if we'll ever go back to a time that you and your generation might not ever have known about where people showed some compassion for one another. And it was a better world at that time. It's certainly gotten progressively worse because people think that they're that important. You're not. Connor, do you know anybody who thinks that what's happening with them is more important than anybody else? No, you don't know that. Young people don't act like that, right?
No, I do. I do. I mean.
Yeah, man, you're not that important, man.
I do. I know people like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care who you are. You are just not that important. And, you know, a prime example of a person who just thinks they're so important is Donald Trump. Right? You know, he thinks he's the most important person. He's not. You know, he's going to die just like everybody else, man. None of us are that important. I don't care what we have or what our titles are or how many letters we have behind our names. You are not that important. You're not. I'm just sorry. Right? You could say, well, I'm yay. I am important. Oh, you're not. You know, Ye thought he was one of the most important cats on the planet. You know, I got $3 billion, right? Everybody's got to listen to me because I'm Ye and I got $3 billion. Well, guess what? You see, Ye is kind of silent now, right? Connor, you notice Ye is quieted down somewhat? Yeah. He's quieted down because they made him realize, hey, Ye, you aren't that important. His ego, and with the fact that he was, you know, had all that money, and we live in a society that values people based on how much money and how many things they have. So they took away some of his things. And now he's silent because they made him. But you aren't that important, man. Okay, who you are. Let's get back to a time, if we possibly can, if it's possible, because I don't think it is anymore possible for people to get back to a point in time where, you know, I'm not that important. And what's the most important thing is that you and I and we are in this society at this point in time, on the planet at this point in time, and nobody's more valuable than anybody else. And then a situation like this morning would work out better. You know, I'm not going to lie to you, man. There's a guy who comes all the way over from four lanes, And he forces his way in. He's got a big truck, right? And so, you know, I don't care. Everybody else is waiting, but I'm not going to wait. So, kind of reminds me of New York. You know, when you're in Manhattan in New York, the one thing you notice more than anything else is the bumpers. And the front quarter panels of almost all the cars are all dented up, all bent up, because people, again, think they are more valuable and too important, and they got to get to where they're going, and so they're going to force their way in and make you wait, because, of course, you aren't quite as important as I am. You know, the society has gone mad. And so, you know, again, we've got to get back to a point where humanity is the most important part of it. And if you start looking at things through that prism, as opposed to the selfishness, it becomes selflessness. No, how is it selfless as opposed to selfish? And if you can become selfless, then there's a much better society that we all can live in. But as long as you're selfish, we're never, ever, ever going to get to a point where there's enough place on the earth, enough room on the earth for us to benefit from everything that this planet offers us. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor.
and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected today with a high of 38. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, lows level off around 24. Highs level off around 37. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Overcast skies Sunday with highs around 42. 44, chance for scattered rain showers Monday. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
That I've got to throw my castle away over dreams.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was planning for the show, I was going through some things, and I came upon this article, and it made me think, you know, it really made me think, and the article is in The Atlantic, and it says, The Married Mom Advantage. So, I got to thinking about a married mom advantage. What is that? What is a married mom advantage? Is there an advantage if you're a married mom over a single mom? They're both moms, and they're both dealing with motherhood. One is basically dealing with motherhood basically alone, and the other has a partner that should make things a little easier. And so I got to thinking, I wonder how women look at that. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Let's say you're a single mom and having to deal with motherhood, not just motherhood, but to keep a roof over the heads of yourself and your child, to function, to work, to pay all the bills, to do all the things that a nuclear family does. You know, when you're the breadwinner and the mom, you know, and you got all those things and all that stress and all that pressure, my God, how do women do it? I don't understand. You know, life is difficult enough if you've got a family, male and female, and trying to make things work, and you're married. And so you've kind of got this, and you struggle in that environment. Imagine a woman alone trying to rear her children and to deal with all the other things, working and all those kind of things. You know, that's, man, the stress associated with that, the strength that woman must have, has to have, in order to juggle all of those things and still try to be successful. And yet we live in a society that points the fingers at those women and say they're not doing a good enough job in raising their children. You know, their children are out of control. And so you got to look at the mom, because the mom is the reason that they're out of control. You know, we talk like that in this society. And especially if we've got, you know, a spouse who makes our life easier. Motherhood alone. Think about that. You know, how difficult that must be. Listen to this. I'm going to read a little bit of this, and our phone line's open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You know, we live in a society where that number of single mothers handling all of those things continues to grow. We're at an all-time high number with that. Judging by its press, since COVID began, you might think that married motherhood is a pathway to misery and pain. Married heterosexual motherhood in America, especially in the past 2 years, is a game no one wins, wrote Amy Shearn in one of many New York Times op-eds about the difficulties of marriage in the time of COVID. Moms are not okay. Pandemic triples anxiety, depression, symptoms, and new mothers, read a headline in Forbes. Bloomberg went so far as to suggest that family life was a financial dead end for women in an article headlined, "Women Who Stay Single and Don't Have Kids Are Getting Richer." Now, we got to go to a break, but I want you to just think a little bit about where we're going with this conversation. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Southwest says they're back to normal today, but Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says those who had flights canceled should be compensated.
That includes not only getting a refund if you choose not to travel and your flight was canceled, but also getting compensated if you had to book on another airline.
6 years of Donald Trump's tax returns are expected to be released shortly. Here's CBS's Tom Foti.
Democrats in charge of the House Ways and Means Committee spent years fighting for ex-President Trump's tax records in court. Now the committee is set to release a redacted collection of Trump tax returns from the start of his campaign through his years in the White House.
In Brazil, 3 days of mourning following the death of soccer legend Pelé.
Pelé represents what we are, what we came from. Pelé is our roots. It's what we are today. It's thanks to him.
Around the world, fans are paying tribute to the player who defined his sport and was inspirational to generations. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. The most powerful Republican in Wisconsin state government says he'll try to make sure Donald Trump is not his party's nominee for president in 2024. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells the Journal Sentinel the GOP needs a more positive, forward-looking message. Trump was seen as a drag on Republican candidates statewide in November, especially in Milwaukee's reliably Republican suburbs. People fighting homelessness and opioid addiction will get help from a new state housing program announced this week. The Recovery Voucher Program will aim to provide affordable and safe housing to homeless people with opioid use disorder. Some of the money comes from Wisconsin's share of a settlement with major drug distributors and Johnson & Johnson for their roles in the opioid epidemic. In sports, the Bucks host Minnesota tonight. Badger men's basketball welcomes Western Michigan. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm talking about the difficulties of single motherhood. Something, you know, we don't talk much about. And just to think about the difficulties that single mothers face, and somehow we expect them to be super people who have no choice, unfortunately, but to be able to navigate, which is what is really a difficult life, raising children. And getting children to do the right thing and giving them all the things that they need, especially when you are single and you have to get out and work and provide a roof over the head of those children, and you do all that alone, and yet we live in a society and a system that expects that to be a successful navigation when it's not. Let's go to the phone line. CJ, what's going on, man?
Thanks for taking my call, Earl. I know I don't maybe articulate it as well as the caller yesterday, Cassandra, but the failure of the family, the destruction of the family. You have not mentioned one time, where the hell is the dad? Why aren't they supporting the kid? Name, Earl, you haven't said it once about the father. You speak of, yes, I have compassion for the single mother that made the decision to have a baby out of wedlock potentially or divorce. And
okay, so the mother who's divorced made a decision to get divorced. Is that right? That's what you said.
Sure, she did. But where is the father? No, you said
sure she did, right?
You haven't mentioned the father once.
Let me say this.
Why is the government responsible?
Let me say this to you, man. You know, I'm a guy who has three children and been married for 43 years. And so let me say this to you, man, because the more I hear guys like you run off at the mouth about the fathers, you know, just because you have a child doesn't make you a father. It makes you a sperm donor.
For sure.
It makes you a sperm donor. And so to be a father requires something of you other than to just drop a seed. Now, life is not easy. And that's why almost 40% of people who get married wind up in divorce. That still leaves the mother on her own rearing the children.
Why? Why? Where's the dad? Why aren't they forced to take
What are you going to do? Put a gun to the head of the father who got divorced and got married to somebody else? What are you going to do, man? So where's the law? Where's the law that what can the government do to force somebody who had a child and doesn't want to be in the child's life, CJ? What can the government do? How can they? What is that? Explain that to me. How they'll make that happen?
That speaks louder about the guy that walks away and doesn't take responsibility.
Well, that's correct.
Doesn't have
okay,
any
so
impact
that's,
on that.
So,
child.
CJ, that's my point. But the mother is still left to rear the child.
But you don't hold the father financially responsible
CJ,
you expect the government to pick up everything, Earl.
CJ.
And, yes, there should be a safety net.
CJ.
But you never talk about these bum fathers that continue to be sperm donors, as you talk about, have multiple children with multiple different women, and it's a status symbol in the culture,
hey, CJ.
You know, to see how many women they can impregnate
CJ,
walk away from the
do
child. Speaking about the father.
Do you think the men who've gotten divorced and started other families and pay child support but don't have the time?
The government should go and force them to pay. Listen, man.
Do you have any idea that the percentage of child support that they pay is not the same as it was when they were a nuclear family? You don't understand that. When they were a nuclear family,
they don't pay. They don't pay. They hide from.
Okay, hang on.
Hang on, CJ. It's all under the table. Hang on, CJ.
Let's go to Stafford. Hey, Stafford, what's going on, man? You got a few words you want to say to CJ? Bring CJ down.
Yes, there's clinics out there for mothers that just want to have kids.
Go ahead. Okay. So you said that. Repeat what you just said, man.
You got to turn down.
Listen. You've got to turn down your radio because you're getting feedback. Turn it down. Okay, now go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
There's clinics out there that mothers just want to have kids.
What do you mean?
They don't want the father.
So if women who don't want the father, they just want to have a child. The difficulties of raising a child alone, Stafford. We already know what those are, right?
Right.
So the majority of the women who are dealing with trying to rear children on their own, Stafford, not because they've gone to clinics and made a decision to just have children on their own. It is a difficult proposition for anybody to raise a child alone today. Not an easy undertaking. Right? Would you agree?
No, it's not. Yes, I agree, but there is a lot of women out there that don't want any of this baggage that the man brings.
Hang on, man. Let me bring Gene from Eau Claire into the conversation. Hey, Gene, how you doing? Thank you very much. Let's bring some femininity into the conversation. Go ahead.
Let's bring in some reality. You boys, I don't know about you, but you're bad news, and I hope women, you should have a sign on your forehead, beware. What is the matter with you men? You guys need a good talking to. This is really unbelievable. You know, you guys need to get out and get away from Fox News and all of the BS that you're getting. I can't believe you guys. Oh, women just want to get pregnant without anybody around. Give me a break. You're so biased against women, and you're biased against women who have to raise children alone, and men who have all kinds of babies with all kinds of families. You see one situation or two like that, and you label everybody the same. Shame on you. This is why our society is messed up. And that's why I worked with children who had to live in a society with people like you because they needed counseling, because you biased individuals with your attitudes are hurting everybody. And that's all I got to say this morning to bawl you guys out. Shame on you. You're causing all kinds of problems for little kids with your attitude.
Let me ask you, Gene, before you go. Do you think that we live in a society that fails to understand the difficulties that single women rearing their children are faced with?
Definitely. Look at people that have two parents, okay, a mom and a dad or two parents. They share the responsibilities.
Right.
They're there for one another. They have to back up each other. The woman has to do everything. Give me a break. It's unbelievable. I got to tell you, I'm just so frustrated listening to that kind of talk. And I thought we've come a lot farther than that in our society, but we haven't. Those poor women, not only are they responsible for the finances, they're responsible for the cooking and the cleaning, they're responsible for all the emotional needs.
The nurturing.
Of children.
Right.
Yes, that's the most important thing. You wouldn't believe the kids that I worked with parents like CJ and acting like that. It's unbelievable. And you know, relationships are work. You don't go into relationship, and if you go into relationship, all of you, that wears off. And then you become a partnership. And you have to help each other through the difficult times. And it is difficult, even especially today. And this is so sad, especially with people like CJ, and especially like people of your other caller, and those kind of people that are in our government. They have no concerns.
Hey, Gene.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I went on and on.
No. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Tom, you say what?
The people ultimately are the government, and that includes all of us, even including the crazies that call in. Number two, Jeannie is 100%, as always. I don't know. Maybe it's growing up in the northwestern part of the state, like I did and like Jeannie's in, that make us see things differently. But it is unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
No, I mean,
these are the things, Earl, really and truly, that really divide the country. Because you had people like yesterday, Cassandra. You have CJ this morning. You have the other guy this morning, all basically talking about kind of pulling yourself up by your bootstraps, and you don't have any straps even pull yourself up by. Yes, people make choices. Yes, people make things. But you know what? We don't have to stereotype everybody in a certain way. That just goes along with the stereotypes that are out there. Even CJ said the culture. Give me a break, CJ. I would love to know. Like Jesus Christ himself said, those that have sinned cast the first, have not sinned, cast the first stone. Because I'll tell you what, these people that call in that are conservative, I would love to look into their background. Because I can guarantee you that they're not as squeaky clean and not as, as perfect as they've got help from other people.
Are you saying CJ didn't fall down out of heaven?
Oh, no. I don't think, and I honestly don't believe if he thinks a billionaire is the lucky sperm club, he got that either, because he wouldn't be probably doing what he's doing.
You see single women who are trying to do all of the things. They're trying to work. They're trying to be the mom and nurture and keep the roof over the heads of their children, and they're trying to provide. Nobody is saying that it's easy, even from a nuclear family. And yet, you know,
Earl, I'll go back to what now my friend Sandy has said. You know, 16,000, whether it's for medical care, whether it's for daycare, whether it's for, in the past, they didn't have those expenses. Now they have those expenses on top of mortgage, all of that stuff on top of it, and we're saying, okay, good luck.
All right, listen. We've got to go to a break. Stafford, CJ, I'll be coming back to you on the other side. Our phone lines are open.
Stay on, Earl.
Okay, stay on, Tom. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I love this song.
song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected today with a high of 38. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, lows level off around 24. Highs level off around 37. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Overcast skies Sunday with highs around 42. 44, chance for scattered rain showers Monday. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You text us at that same number. Look, I'm talking about an article in this morning's Atlantic, and it talks about the married mom advantage. And as I was going through this, I was just thinking about all of these women out here who out here alone with their children, trying. No woman that I know of does not want what's best for their children. And so it is a difficult, more than a difficult undertaking when a mom has to provide all of those things, to her child, to be the breadwinner, to be able to nurture, to do all those different things, and we don't give women enough credit for that. Let's go back to CJ. CJ, you heard Gene. Your thoughts?
Well, she doesn't know the statistics.
Oh, she doesn't.
Of a failed marriage.
Okay.
Not even close.
What are the statistics, CJ? What are the statistics?
Because
I know what they are. CJ, what are the statistics? What are the statistics?
Well,
you said she doesn't know. I know.
We're living the statistics. Failed marriages and relationships are now 70 to 75% in the community that are born without a father in a single family home. The family structure is gone.
It hey,
used
hey,
to
CJ,
be 25%.
What you just said makes no
sense. Can I finish?
Yeah, but what you just said makes no sense. 75% of repeat that.
Okay. In the 70s, 25% of families were born without a father in the home. You know what they are now, Earl? 70 to 75% in the Milwaukee community.
CJ.
So
why do you keep picking out Milwaukee? Why do you keep picking out Milwaukee?
I'm the only one trying to hold the father accountable from walking away, not helping financially.
You're the only guy.
Not being involved in the child's life, not seeing him every other weekend, not depending on the government to pay child support. You know, I'm the one that's calling out for these fathers to step up.
Hey,
I'm
CJ,
the one that's calling out for it.
I can tell you, have you ever heard of the Fatherhood Initiative in Milwaukee? No, you have not. So when you make a statement that, like the one you just made, you're the only person. It's actually improving and educating young
men. Amen to that.
Well, no, you said you're the only guy who's doing that.
That's talking on the phone. You haven't mentioned the father once.
Hey, CJ, there are many problems in the society, no question whatsoever about that. But for single women,
it should be a status symbol to have multiple children with a separate women. And that's a status symbol in the black community. And it's sad.
Well, let me say this to you. Let me say this to you. You are an absolute liar. Having multiple children is not a status symbol in the black community. And the fact that you would be so bold as to make an ignoramus statement such as that means that you really don't know what the hell you're talking about. Hey, put him on hold.
Okay,
Let's go to Cassandra quickly. Hey, Cassandra, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hi, Earl. Well, I heard my name mentioned a couple of times, and I had not planned to call in today. I was just going to listen and work on my my lesson prep.
Yeah. It's difficult women raising these children alone. I mean, come on.
Well, you know, there are a couple of things that I wanted to say, and I hope you have to take a break, if you would allow me to stay past the break. But the first thing I wanted to say is this. Earl, I do not wish to glorify the single mom because it is a very difficult job. And I say that because I at one time had to single parent. I was married for 13 years. The marriage ended. And so I took on full custody of my two children, both a boy and a girl. Now, one area where I will concede to CJ, and and I can't believe that I'm saying this, is that in a divorce, there are some women, not all, but there are some women who are just so angry with their ex-spouses that they do push them out of co-parenting relationship.
That's true.
And that is something that I, with a moment of self-reflection, chose not to do. I had to love my child more than my frustration over my ex-spouse. And I had to preserve that father-child relationship. And because I preserved that father-child relationship, my children fared better. I have two children who are thriving.
Yeah, you're an educator, too. So the fact that you're an educator certainly didn't hurt.
That is true. Now, there were a couple of things that I did that I believed helped my children. Number one, I chose not to remarry. Now, liberals do not like to cite some of these studies, but divorced women who choose not to remarry and they focus on parenting their children instead of putting their energy into a new marital relationship, the children do as well or sometimes if not better than married family.
Yeah, but that's not Democrat or Republican. I don't see where conservative or liberal comes into play with that at all.
Well, no, I disagree there. Many of the progressive policies promote, women as single parents, payments, a lot of these programs, but they don't provide them with the information that perhaps you should consider not remarrying or wait until your children are of age if you choose to have another spouse and focus your time on parenting and leaning on your family unit, such as your parents.
We've got to go to a break, and I've got a guest, so we'll come back to this after my guest. Thank you all for hanging on, but we'll come back to it after my guest. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Be right back.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music. You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.